This is episode 100 of the Meme Factory podcast. We are joined this week by Ben Justman. This week we are sponsored by Cuddle.co. Cuddle.co offers the best steel backup plates for the price, in my opinion. These plates are very compact, made out of 304 steel, and come with a punch. These plates are small, robust, and can withstand fire, water, corrosion, and crushing with no data loss. Check them out at Cuddle.co. We are sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And finally, we are sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
Become the driver. Wait.
Did you say you
want to do it in the forklift? In the forklift. I said what? In the forklift.
All right. Welcome everybody.
You want to do it in the forklift?
Welcome in. You made it to another episode of the Meme Factory podcast. This is stream test number 100. Wow, three digits. All right. This evening we are joined by Mr. Pocket Steak himself, Ben Justman. Ben, say hi.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
We're
hi, Ben.
To have you
drinking alone.
Not alone.
Hashtag me too.
All right, so Ben, for anybody who doesn't know who you are, could you give your brief elevator pitch introduction of yourself?
Yeah, I make natural wine in Western Colorado, and I sell it for Bitcoin sometimes when people want to give it to me, which is great. Mostly grow Pinot Noir, and like to eat steak out of my pocket.
No, Colorado's a state known to be wine country. Jeez, okay, we got the forklifts going. Nice. All right, so,
forklifts everywhere.
Ben, yes. I don't know if you've seen the stream before, but one of the idiosyncrasies is that our sponsors require the guests to read one of the ad copies. So if you can check your DMs and Twitter, we've sent over the Suscorp ad copy for this week. As soon as you can rip through it, we'd be grateful.
All right. I had my lawyers check this out ahead of time. Here we go. Hi there, folks. Ben Justman here from Peony Lane Winery. Today, I'm excited to share something extraordinary with you. Remember the sensation when you first tried that revolutionary pocket steak? Well, the innovative minds at Suscorp are back at it, and we've teamed up to reach back in time and deliver a product from a more sophisticated area. Introducing Cab Wine. Those evil geniuses at Suscorp have devised a way to secretly store a box of wine in the cab of your truck, connected to a retractable straw that allows the driver of the vehicle to imbibe at his discretion. We know our blue collar clientele are often in the thankless position of employment, suffering from anxiety, workload stress, or climate-induced strokes. From coworkers and customers to deadlines and wait times, the weight of the world is a wrathful wine press. Wouldn't it be great to wash away your sins and subdue your stress by taking communion during your two-hour commute? It's basically a religious imperative. Before her untimely and completely unpredictable death at the hands of her over-prescribing opioid doctor, Great Grandma Sus had a saying, "A cab a day keeps the Irish flu at bay." So let's distill the old world charm with a modern twist. Cab wine, for those who want to lubricate their drive time and live life a touch more refined.
Yay.
Wow.
Well done.
Thank you. We can get paid now.
Very happy to see that.
Wait, I missed it. Can you say that again? Can you repeat the ad copy? I missed it.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. We'll do it in post.
Yeah.
One more time.
No. Though it looks like Labra has a question, if not a sandwich.
Yes. Before I get muted for some reasons, I have a question for Ben. Then I have a question for Greg, and then I have a question for Yellow. So Ben, that four leaves that you have on the back, how many BTUs?
How many what?
BTUs.
BTUs?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Greg, how many BTUs for your... Is that a forklift?
Yeah, well, it doesn't run a propane, but I can tell you it runs with 17 horsepower with a 10,000 pound towing capacity.
Nice.
I watched. What about you, Yellow? I watched Matrix.
That means you can't ride it.
Like the body heat thing from the Matrix.
35
BTUs. Okay.
Fuck you, Rob.
You can ask me that question.
How many BTUs, Labra?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't sure if he was going to say yes or start just reading off the pi number.
Yeah, you want me to read the pi number?
All right, so the reason we all have forklifts and Bigfoot XLs, I guess I'm the only one with a Bigfoot, is because you got a new toy. Tell me about your toy.
I'm so excited. I ordered this thing 45 days ago, and I didn't do Amazon, so I didn't get the two-day free shipping. And I've been waiting on it. My whole wine room has been in disarray. Normally, there's wine barrels all up on the walls.
Okay.
But my old, like, 50-year-old forklift died two months ago. And this guy, so pumped. It's got a little bit less lifting capacity, but it has brakes, which my last one didn't. And the accelerator doesn't get stuck, which is great because the last one did. And it also only has three wheels, so I got a lot more turning radius. Chicks dig turning radius from what I hear. So I haven't had any girls see my forklift yet, but I'm sure that it's magnetic.
What are you gonna do with your old forklift?
Oh, it's gone. It got scrapped. That's scrap metal. You need one?
I wanted one, like a used one. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it would have been sick. It doesn't move. It's got great features. It's a feature, not a bug.
Just like Greg.
Oh.
Well, this one doesn't roll. Well, I guess it would. Oh, fuck, it's got wheels. It rolls just like Greg.
Screw you guys.
I just wanted to reenact the scene from the end of Alien 2 where she gets in the side of the forklift kind of thing and she battles the alien thing. Yeah.
Get I want to do that. Her. With who? Just in general? Or on the stream?
People that I don't like.
Yeah. Get away from me, you.
Yeah, bitch. Greg.
So, Ben, I was recently listening to your podcast with Cedric on the Bitcoin Matrix podcast. And your dad seems like a Chad of all Chads. This guy did exactly what every Bitcoiner I've ever met is trying to do. He took his shot at the life he wanted and tried to do his best setting his family up for the life he wanted them to have as well. I was super impressed to hear about it, but I was wondering where exactly... I didn't understand the relationship that your dad currently has with your business. I was hoping you could...
Yeah, for sure. I thought you were going down, like, he named me Ben, and that's setting me up for a life of success. So
no, definitely not.
Well, actually, he wanted to name me Walter, and the women in my family stepped in and intervened and got it right. But anyways, starting this was, like, my dad, as you're referencing, my dad made wine for a long time, more as a hobby than anything. He would kind of just make enough for himself. So he had all the gear to get me going. He loaned me the money, gave me the gear, and lets me use his garage and tractors and everything. And I buy the grapes from him. So he has no role in my business. But like also super integral, you know. But as far as all the business stuff goes, he's totally separate. It's my deal. I just make sure to pay him on the loan schedule and pay him for the grapes and everything. I did not want to work for... I don't know if you guys ever worked for your parents, but growing up, I worked for my dad, and I never wanted to do that again. So I made sure from the beginning, I was, Dad, this is my business. If I'm doing it, I'm going to fail on my own. And he's around all the time. Like, we talk, and he's a super successful dude. But, like, online marketing, anything like that, you know, he's 75. He got a phone, like, in 2010, I think he got his first cell phone. So, not asking him for that much of business advice these days.
So he got one sooner than Rope.
Oh, wow.
I understood the chronological events correctly. He lit out from whatever corporate job he had.
Yeah, he's older because it's his dad.
No,
yeah.
And bought. He didn't have a corporate job. Right, he since the 70s, he'd been working for himself, built, designing and building houses. So he started in Aspen area and then moved to Austin, Texas in the early 80s, built that up. And then in 2002, sold everything to buy his dream farm and move us up here. So, yeah, he was always doing his thing.
So you buy your grapes from him. I thought I understood that you grew the grapes. You just smashed them.
So we grow Pinot Noir, and there's times where I make 30 barrels a year, 30, around that. And last year I got 2 barrels of Pinot Noir. The year before I got 0 barrels of Pinot Noir. And the year after that, or the year before that, I got 2 barrels of Pinot Noir. So I have not gotten much Pinot Noir over the years, and that's just seasonal variability. We had a really bad freeze, so there was no grapes in the state of Colorado 2 years ago. Then the vines were recovering last year, and then this year is a full crop. So this year I'm expecting to get 15 to 20 barrels of Pinot Noir, which is going to be half of my production, which is so much more than normal, and is great because I think we grow the best grapes. The thing is, I buy my grapes from my dad, but I never want to work for him, but I also want better grapes. So I'll go work in the vineyard and not get paid at all, not ask him to pay me just so I can get a better quality product and still say that I don't work for my dad. So I've been picking all day, picking the last couple of days. It's going to take us 4 days to pick when it usually takes 6 hours. So we're in the middle of it. I should not be here right now.
No. When I think of grape growing, I don't think of Colorado. I think of the south of France. I think of Italy. I think of California and Australia. I mean, these are warm climates. Why grapes in Colorado? Why didn't you lean into cannabis farming?
Wait, well, you think of grapes and you think of Australia?
Wine grapes. Yeah, Australian wine, California.
Australia, France, Italy. Yeah, it's I don't smoke weed, so I'm not going to grow. Yeah. Greece. Yeah, Greece.
I didn't say anything.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't smoke weed, so I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to grow it. But my neighbors grow some great stuff. So if I ever decide to, I got unlimited supply. We're at the highest wine region in North America. So it takes grapes been grown in Colorado for 50 years since the 70s. And it takes 50 years to figure out both. It takes 20 years to really both establish a vineyard and prove that it's quality, prove that those grapes do well there. And then, and then you experiment beyond that. So there's constant experimentation for 50 years or so. And then now we kind of know what grows well here. And new winemakers are moving in and doing the thing right and really well. So the high elevation brings out some really awesome qualities in fruit. It brings out the fruitiness, to say the least. And then it brings out really vibrant acidity. Best experience, not described, I think, but I think wine grows really well here. Grapes grow really well here as well as so many other fruits. It's just, it's smaller. It's a small region and takes a long time to get a winery, get a wine region and a winery started. So Colorado beer, you've heard of, if you have been to Colorado, you know that there's a million breweries here. It's pretty wild. And I think wine could get there, maybe not as big just because it takes a lot more land to do it right. But there's a lot of room for it in Colorado. And there's a lot of room for these niche places to do one thing super correct. Upstate New York, they have a few grapes that grow really well there. But the problem is most of the wine sucks and it takes a long time to wine is just like Bitcoin moves slow, but wine moves way slower. It takes so much longer to change the perception of people because wine's this mysterious industry where you buy a bottle and I hope it's good. You buy a bottle at the store based off the label. If you know something, you ask the person or whatever, but mostly you're buying shit or you're buying stuff based off the label, or maybe you're just getting a little help, but you buy from areas that are known. And it's really hard to get known in the wine region because it's something that's been around for thousands of years. And there's areas that are so known for it. Like, I'm going to drink French or Italian wine, or I mean, I've never had Greek wine. I thought it's probably okay, but I'm going to drink that before I drink something from New York if they're the same price, you know? So it just takes so long to get going.
Sorry, I can hear Yellow grumbling in all the way from Greece right now.
How's the Greek wine, Yellow?
Fuck you. No, the Greek wine is mostly okay, and it's really great in actually Labra, you're gonna love this. I like Santorini wine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called Assyrtiko Santorinis. It's an island, it's a volcanic island, and it's like weirdly nice.
Santorini.
I took a romantic poetry class in high school or in college in Greece for a month, and the wine was like a euro a liter, so like 50 cents a bottle. Well, that's the conversion. I don't know the conversion rate now.
We drink a lot of wine. We basically drink mostly wine and coffee. That's what we consume. So,
wine from Santorini.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. So Assyrtiko. I'm gonna drop a link here.
in the YouTube chat or in the Zoom chat here?
I don't know. We'll see.
So Ben, tell me a little bit about what we're seeing behind you. What is what part of the operation are we looking at here?
All right, over my right shoulder, we have a ton of boxes, and in those boxes is wine, and in that wine is good flavor. All those boxes, everything behind me, stuff is wine from 2021 that I am, as soon as I get my life back from producing the 2023 wine that I'm like picking in the vineyard right now, I'll slap some labels on those and release them and get them out to the wild because they're 2 years old now. And it's pretty wild. Like, we all know wine gets better with age, but tasting it continuously, like tasting the same bottle, you taste it like once a month or something, it's ridiculous how much it changes over these first 2 years. So at 2 years, it's like, it's good to go and it'll keep getting better. But at 2 years, it's killer. So I'm psyched to release these.
Rusty's got a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben. Hey, Lebra. Oh, does anyone want to check my mic or anything? Are we good with that?
No, we did that earlier. Yeah. Sound good.
Oh, awesome. Okay. My question was, does wine taste better when you pay for it with Bitcoin?
Like, not sweet?
I've never done that, unfortunately.
Wow.
You've never bought wine with Bitcoin?
No, there's what? No other winemakers that accept Bitcoin that I know of. I hope to one day.
Do you imagine, like, just guessing?
What I tell everyone for sure, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
It's way better. It's way better, dude. My labor works better when it's for Bitcoin. That's great. When my homies want to work for Bitcoin, they work really hard. So that helps. But then we got my forklift. Which is sick. I unfortunately couldn't afford the Ben model. I had to get the Clark. But then behind that, because I haven't had a forklift until last night, all my barrels are on the ground.
Yeah, the barrels.
They'll all go on the wall. But I'm about to bottle all those and then fill them back up with wine that I've been crushing the grapes to start the fermentation here this week. So
my grandfather used to like, whenever they put the wine inside the barrels, they would like go through like a wax. They would take actually wax and then wax the outside of the barrel in order to airtight it or some shit. Like, what do you do now?
I think that's going to be just a different style of winemaking where barrels are breathable. One analogy I use is like barrels are like a tea bag in that the oak is a flavor a flavor part, or it adds flavor, it adds tannins and texture, and allows this like slight interplay of oxygen that helps age the wine really nicely. But it also breathes. So every month I'm going in and I'm putting like maybe let's say a bottle of wine in the barrel, because it evaporates about a bottle of wine a month out of the barrel.
Okay.
So when you put wax around it, you're not having that evaporation. And when you're having that evaporation, it's water, it's not wine. So the wine is continuously concentrating. So like if you started out at 15% alcohol and you just keep adding wine to the barrel, it's evaporating water, leaving wine. So it's just getting stronger and stronger. So you might end up with like a 16 or 17% barrel. I've actually never heard of people doing wax, but it's a pretty cool idea. I mean, it's kind of a bitch to go in and open up every bottle.
It's an old thing for sure. Like, I don't know why they used to do it, but I remember it's one of my first memories. Him waxing the butter like it's a surfboard, you know?
Interesting. No, that's sick. I mean, like, it's probably totally different, but I like, you know, when you're 10 and you go to a restaurant and there's a candle and you stick your finger in the wax and you make the casts around your finger.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of the same.
What type of wood is that, those barrels in?
Oh,
does that change the taste or something? Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
I've actually never heard of anything other than oak barrels for wine, but even different types of oak. So there's French American and Hungarian oak. French and American being the most common. French oak is like a little bit more mild. American's pretty intense flavor, and then Hungarian's kind of in the middle. So I'll get like used Hungarian or used French oak barrels, and then I'll add Hungarian oak in it just because I like the flavor profile a little bit more. But it's totally changes everything. when I add oak to it, cleanse the oak just to make sure there's nothing like on it, no bacteria on it that's going to destroy the wine. And it kind of makes like an oak tea that's so pungent. And I don't know, it's kind of crazy that goes into the wine, but it smells incredible. And I guess with grape juice, it's super good.
I'm curious, is Sean like running an Uber service right now? Is that what we're watching?
I don't know what's happening.
What is going
He's
on?
Party.
Yeah, man.
Having
no,
parties,
I'm his Uber
don't
driver.
Pay for themselves, Greg.
We got big Fiat Harris in the
house.
Wait, what? What? Hold on, wait.
And my mom too.
Hello.
Hello.
Risky. Hello. Risky, Sean.
Sean, mom.
All right. So,
why is Sean?
What?
Okay, is that a glitch on the matrimony
savings account?
Is that a glitch in the matrix? He's,
big Fiat Harris. He's talking about his QPQ.
Is he talking about twice again? All right. So Ben, talk to me about the new business model you've been pushing. You've had a banner year, right? As far as your sales go.
Yeah. For sure.
Totally did.
And what do you attribute the success to?
You know, I don't know. It's like, I guess the algorithm, bro. I was doing like my farmer's market sales are about even, and that's the majority of my business, but online I'm going to probably triple this year. I've never run ads or paid for anything. So it's kind of just, I think, word of mouth at this point. Through bringing my wine to events that Bitcoiners are at, just enough people have seen me around and heard what I'm doing, and have no people that have tried my wine. So I think it's just like building up momentum as far as trust and a trust of my product being actually good and not just some random dude who's trying to part you with your Bitcoin for some shitty wine. So that's, I don't know, maybe I tweet better, dude, but I think all my, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm shadow banned, which means my tweets suck half the time. So that's all it is. But this winter, I'm at the point. So I'm 5 years in, right? And the first 2 years, I didn't have any wine. So the first year I was working my job as a geologist. The second year I was building my house. The third year I sold wine, but didn't have a ton, and then had to get a job in the winter at a restaurant. Last year I got a job in the winter at a restaurant, had been paid Bitcoin too much, got fired from that job because I didn't give a shit because they were paying me in dollars, I guess. And this winter is the first time that I won't have to go out and get a job because I've had the sales built up enough that I can afford to just focus on online sales, which is not where I wanted to be because I did not want to work on a computer. I wanted to just work with my hands and talk to people. But here we are tweeting for a living. Did not think I would be there.
T-Bone in the chat is saying success is partially due to pocket stakes, and I can't disagree with him.
I mean, honestly, I can't believe that something this small would go so far.
Oh my god,
that's what she said.
Oh, I got a question for Sean. Sean, are you grounded or something? You seem like you're grounded. Did something wrong? I don't know. Grounded?
Yeah.
You know how you get grounded by your parents? Yeah.
Yeah.
Think twice if you need help.
I have a grounding pad in the car.
Oh my god.
And I'm not gonna tell you where it is.
It's under his butt, right?
I won't ask.
Nobody's asking, Sean.
What is Rope doing out here? How come everyone Oh, I don't know why everyone's doing this. I needed to step my background up, Ben.
Yeah, get a forklift, Sean.
I mean,
come on, bro.
I need
to get a forklift in the background.
At least you're in an
office. Man, he's grounded.
And he's grounded.
I'm grounded.
Big
grounded. But I can't eat pocket steak. Wait, can I ask Ben a question real quick?
Can you?
Ben.
Yes.
Ben, you've been going on first dates for a while, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just happy this question isn't about cornhole. What's up? Yeah.
What do you talk about when you go on a first date with a girl, man? Are you talking about the pocket stakes? Are you talking about Bitcoin? Or are you talking about the normie stuff?
Dude, I made the mistake. I don't know if it was
a
mistake.
He's a guy making wine by himself. Do you think he has a problem?
With a forklift.
He talks about driving around with his mom.
And the basement full of alcohol.
I never said he has a problem.
He doesn't even have to speak. He just like sits there, and the aroma of the.
I let the aroma do my
work for me for sure. I made the last 2 months I didn't have a forklift, so it was pretty tough, you know, tough going. But now that I have a forklift, I think it's back to game on.
Yeah.
I think that I try and not totally talk about Bitcoin, but like also it comes up a lot. Like if someone tried my wine at a farmer's market and shows that I have a Bitcoin sign, like it's going to come up. I usually don't bring it up till later, but I this is probably a bad thing, but like on it, I don't know, it might have worked. The last one I went on, I said I'm a niche internet micro influencer. and she only follows me on Instagram where I have like 480 followers, so I don't.
She didn't believe
she thinks I'm really niche. But I don't know, man. This guy thinks he's big. But I don't know. I probably bring up like one thing, but like, I don't know, if you're super not based, it's like, I'm still going to make good conversation with you because I'm not autistic, but, I prefer, well, okay.
It's a spectrum, Ben. It's a spectrum. We're all on there somewhere.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Do you have a hidden somewhere there, like a personal distillery situation going on or no?
Huh?
Distillery
no,
mechanism?
The word. Just the question.
Like a moonshine still.
Yeah. Oh. I have access, but I don't own one myself.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. No, we, my dad stopped making wine. So he sold wine for a couple of years and stopped because he had 15 barrels go bad. That's like, what, 4,500 bottles? It's a lot of wine. And basically, he like, when it goes bad, the alcohol is still there, so you can distill it and it's fine. So he had it distilled and got 120 gallons of
rubbing
of no drinkable. It's pretty good. It's brandy. It's pretty fucking good, but it's 60% alcohol, so it's strong, man.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a very nice entrepreneurial pivot. I like
it.
It's not for sale.
Yeah, that was, he buried it in the backyard because he thought someone was going to come take it from him for years. So now we're good to go.
Oh, we got a
Ben, I have,
sorry, Rope, you know the rules. Rusty raised his hand.
Okay, go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah. I had a question about Sean looks ready to make the joke. Come on.
What are you guys laughing at? I can't hear anything.
Sean, because you're in a car with your mom.
Sean is grounded.
All right.
Sean's actually on his way to a date right now. His mom's going with him.
Exactly. All right, so Pocket Steak, you put out there a little while back that you wanted a graphic of a Pocket Steak, and so I made this sick graphic of like this steak in a pocket that you could like put on a shirt, and then you chose someone else's design, and I just want to ask you about it.
It's not that he's putting you on the spot or anything, Ben.
Oh,
it's
wow!
He's not upset. He's just disappointed.
Rusty's a professional.
Yeah, professional, not like an egocentric maniac for not get exactly.
There it is.
Rusty, you sent me a picture of a steak in a pocket. I needed a steak.
We can see your reflection, you fucking idiot.
So you're saying I failed on the brief. Is that what you're saying?
I needed just a steak, and then I was going to put the steak in the pocket myself, not the pocket. So I'm like, great job. You know, if you want to print that out and put it on your fridge, it looks beautiful. But actually, dude, I didn't even make the shirts.
Yes,
Huddle Tarantula,
you chose the
made
winner.
It happen. That dude crushed. He brought 5 shirts to Miami. I don't know what happened to 3 of them, but he brought 5 shirts to Miami, and they're all. I get compliments all the time, dude. All my normie friends from high school, they all want Pocket Steak shirts. I think it's how I'm gonna orange pill them.
All right, so he's the guy I need to speak to then? Is that what you're saying? I need to speak to the Bitcoin Spider?
I mean, he's a good guy to speak to, but I'm gonna be getting some going here in a little bit. I just haven't had any time this summer. We'll get you a shirt.
All right.
Let's
my question
it's
now?
It's not about me. It's not about me. It's all right. It's not about me.
Ben, I'm just curious. So last week we had Rick from Crypto Cloaks on, who is also in Colorado. I was curious if y'all are ever going to collab. Maybe you use like him to like 3D print you some barrels or something like that. You ever thought of that?
That would taste like shit.
Dude, Rick would be broke if it wasn't for me. 3D printed me? Get the fuck out of here.
God's fired.
Rick could probably do it, but... I gave Rick his like $1 million idea. That guy is would be broke without me. I asked this winter for a Bitcoin preferred sign, and now he's like selling them everywhere. So he made one for me, and then now, like, if you're a Bitcoiner and you have a business and you don't have that sign, I think you're just not doing it right. So I think he's sold about 1 million of them, and that's paying for his kids' college fund. He's gonna be the next Michael Saylor off that
actual
idea.
These are actual numbers, or you're just...
Yeah, like, just we kidding. All know there's at least 1 million laser
can,
Bitcoiners on Twitter.
I can count? What are you talking about?
Okay, all right. You don't even know what a BTU is.
Well, I can't read.
Do you know what a BTU is? Rope. What's a BTU, Rope?
What? Oh,
Rope
wait,
knows.
Me?
Rope Rope knows. He knows what a BTU is. Rope, you know it. You don't have to explain it. I'm not being interviewed here. Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. We'll be asking the questions. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, we'll
tell your mom I said thank you for letting you be on this call.
Thanks, Sean.
She laughed at that one. she giggled.
So Ben, what's the long range plan here with Peony Wines?
I'm tired of doing farmers markets. I'm tired of driving around. So I think next year's hopefully my last year of that. And then I live in a town of 2,000 people, and there's a bunch of people that live around, and the quality of person that moves here, it's a pretty sovereign individual type of place. Like, everyone moves here to have land, farm, grow their own food, and not get told what to do, kind of do their own thing. So it's a great amount of great like group of people. And there's tons of good energy here, but there kind of needs to be a little bit more energy to turn it into a town that I want to live in for the rest of my life. So, it's my hometown, you know, it was a little scary moving back, but it's a pretty great spot. So, when we bought our farm, it came with this big building on the end of the main street of the town. So that's where I'm in right now. I'm in the old fruit cooler that, was part of the farm operations. And so I basically want to take over this building and put in a sweet outdoor area that has wine, live music, good food trucks, like basically the same place probably in a lot of the American cities that exist, like the place that has a bunch of different restaurants, beer, hangout, like live music, just a little bit of everything, something for everyone that you can go to and do that here. Basically, the idea is my main street is two blocks. There's one block that has a lot going on, and the block closest to me where I'm the end cap does not. And so if I provide a little bit more incentive for people to walk around the main street, I think that this town can just kind of shoot up and go crazy. So it's like, I like people. I want to have a people first business. I like wine in that I'm passionate about the ways that it connects people, connects to place, connects to food, all that stuff. So I want to have an area where people come in. I love music. So I want to curate the bands that are coming. There's like, I live in Western Colorado, and I swear.
Okay, I got to stop you there. That's an episode from South Park.
Oh,
what you just said over there here now, it's an episode for South Park. You're Andy Mars. It's Tenderty Farms, Tegrity Farms, right? Is it Tegrity Wine?
Dude, I'm selling out of my 2020 vintage, and I didn't even do a pandemic special. I really fucked up with marketing.
You also like music he was singing to?
I think I need a hippie jam band festival here, but the problem is that it's all the music here is reggae, bluegrass, and Grateful Dead cover bands. And not to say those are horrible, but I've heard it enough. So I want to have my own, like, at least give me some. I play drums, so like I need a little grunge in my repertoire, and like at least give me some freaking blues rock or something, man. So Bender. I want to do that, make my town a lot better, a lot more fun to hang out in, and basically just reenact every South Park episode every weekend. I mean, I've got that's like almost 300 weekends of content right there.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ben Tegrity Farms. I like it. So you're going to cut out the farmers markets if you can. You're going to do this with this this building over here. And then what about the online sales? How do you imagine you're going to boost them?
So, like I said, I haven't ever advertised at all. Just kind of shit posted my way to decent sales. And now that part of the reason for that is that in wine, like, it's a waiting game. I'm a glorified storage company. Wine just sits like this wine back here. It's just literally been sitting in that box for a year. It's been getting better, but it's literally just been sitting there for a year. And then I'm going to have more, I'm going to double that amount, fill up my space, and it's just going to sit there for a year. So this is the first time in my business where I've had a bunch of wine to sell that's properly aged. So previously, like, I've been, you know, I want to sell my wine, but I don't want to sell out because I want my, you know, I don't want to ever say no to a customer. I want to just continuously build. So I've kind of been slow playing things continuously. And then this fall, after winemaking season, when I finally am able to release the 2021 vintage, this is the first time in my business that I will have a wine release, like a vintage release, at 2 years old. So at the amount of time that minimum I want to age the wine. So now it's like, okay, like previously it was like, all right, sell what you can, you know, you'll sell enough. And now it's like, all right, buddy, you got a ton of wine, you better sell. So this winter, like I said, it's the first time that I won't have to go get a job somewhere. Because most of my sales are in the summer. So I'll just kind of be focusing on online sales. I got a bunch of cool videos to show, and a buddy here that has a big YouTube channel like showing local farms doing the right thing. So do that. And I'm just going to focus on, I don't know how to do online sales. I'm just kind of learning that game, and we'll see how it goes.
I have a marketing idea for you, Ben.
Two ideas.
Okay.
Ben, just
let me get a pen. Hold on.
God damn it.
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Oh, is he frozen?
Okay, I'll go then.
Damn, that was the idea of the century, dude.
That was fantastic.
Sean?
Okay, so listen up. Okay, it's Ben Justman. It's just wine. Woof.
That's perfect.
That's your $1 million marketing campaign.
You're such a good boy.
Good boy.
Yes.
I got another idea for you. Okay, because it reminds me of the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You could have your vintage wine be SPR, your Strategic Peony Reserves. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Ayo, that's a 7 out of 10 right there.
No, it's not. Man, you're polite.
It's a 6.9 out of 10.
Speaking of scores, we do have Labra here this evening. If we want to hear what he's given out.
Oh yeah, the scores. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm ready for.
Yeah, I have some good scores here. I've been taking notes the whole test stream. So Greg, for score 21 tangerines, so you can make wine with them.
With tangerines?
Okay. Yes. And 21 tangerines.
All right.
Yeah. Yellow, you have a shoe with no laces. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, you don't need to
lace your shoes. Did you eat my lace?
Rob, your score.
Hey.
What?
Nothing, go on.
Okay. Rob, the score for you is a book about the origins and collapse of chairs.
Okay. I thought it was going to be prison wine, but go ahead.
Yes. This was written 500 BC. Sean, for Sean, I have a special basketball with a shape of a banana.
What?
A basketball, but it has a shape of a banana. That makes it easier to score the points, so 3 points. Rusty, you have a Santorini wine with cheese. I hope you like it. For Ben, I have a 12,000 BTU forklift turbo destroyer 5,000 Pro Plus Burica. Woo! Yeah, so you have now another forklift. Dude. Destroyer 5,000. And I'm missing Pedro. Pedro, for you, I have the pi number, so I'm going to read this one for you. So it's going to be the 3.1415.
No, I won't stop him. No,
I got it. We're good.
Okay.
Get it a second. He's gonna, you know he's coming back.
He won't stop if he starts. Sorry about that, Ben. I really, he made a point though, Labra, because he reminded me of cheese. Are you also like a cheese expert with a wine?
Or no, you don't care about cheeses? I play the role because like this ranch that has dairy cows and beef, I went over and bought some cheese and butter from them. And they were like, oh, you're the wine guy. Can we give you a bunch of cheese and you tell us what wines go well with them? So I said, yeah. And now I have a bunch of cheese in my fridge and I can literally just tell them like red wine. These people don't drink wine. They drink Bud Light. So I can just tell them whatever the fuck wine I want. And I got cheese, bro.
Nice.
Do they say any good shit?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's all local stuff. So it says good stuff, you know?
And what are your thoughts on, you know, the toilet wine, like in
prison wine
during incarcerated periods? You know, yeah.
Look, honestly, like I got into wine for a lot of different reasons. I hadn't found Bitcoin yet, but in continuing this, like once I found Bitcoin, I figured that this was the skill to have for the gulags. So just hope you get placed with me.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Well, you hope you get placed with me.
How many BTUs you bringing?
Yes. He doesn't know.
Yes.
All right, Ben. So you have yourself in a unique position. You have a large portion of the Mean Factory here. Do you have any questions for us this evening?
Yeah. Greg, I saw you signing potatoes.
Oh shit!
In 2022, I wasn't even really on Twitter back then, in Miami.
Yeah.
And I thought I thought it was funny. I guess. And I was just wondering what happened to those potatoes.
I imagine they've all either been eaten or thrown out or made new potato plants at this point. But
so. You would put your celebrity score, like, these people are not, like, keeping these potatoes. Like, you know, someone shakes the hand of Tom Cruise, like, they're not washing their hand. You really don't think these people kept their potatoes?
No, hell no. I mean, what are you gonna do to stop the potato from rotting, you know? That was the whole point. Like,
did you just equate Greg to Tom Cruise? Are you okay?
He's been drinking wine.
He's been drinking.
Yeah, yeah, it's true, true.
Right. I should fill up my stomach with some Baca steak.
That's so gross. Yeah, you shouldn't do that on a date, I imagine. Can you imagine going...
Call him Tom Bruce.
Imagine going to the restaurant, like, ordering your food, and then, like, waiting for the advertiser to come out. Ben's just like...
Look... You don't know flavor until you've tried pocket steak. That's where it gets all its flavor and nutrition.
Speaking of flavor, in your pocket, does any of the salt or seasoning wear off? Does it rub off in your pocket, or do you just do that?
Are more seasonings added in the pocket, yeah. Greg.
Oh, Greg, come on.
Wait a minute.
How often do you wash your clothes, Greg?
More often than you, I imagine. After that comment. Still not.
Shots fired.
I wash my clothes, but I keep the pockets pristine.
Wait, you just like free hang the meat there? You don't wrap it?
Look, I tell the ladies that I use protection, but between you guys, I'm raw dogging it right now.
It's free soul in the pocket.
Yes.
That's weird. Great advice.
All right.
Yeah, you like that, Labra?
I'm gonna lean on Rusty and see if I can get the British accent out of the Australian man for the RD questions.
Oi, mate.
Hello.
Hello, 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 Mr. Ben Justman.
Wait. Before we move forward.
How are we?
Thank you. Thank you, RD. Just for a general culture, BTU is a British thermal unit, mate. Okay, you can proceed, Rusty. Excellent.
Can I clear up one thing? I imagine yes. Sean came on here like 6 months ago and talked a lot of shit about cornhole. I played Sean in cornhole in Miami, and there were some extraneous circumstances going on, and so they beat us. And I know he's not here right now, but maybe he'll come back, but I just want to officially challenge him to a rematch.
How are you going to beat him? All he has to do is reach out and drop the cornhole sack into the hole.
I am going to get paid to be an athlete at some point, call myself a professional athlete, and my skills they'll come.
Go buy it.
I don't know, with a belly full of wine and cheese every night. I don't know if that's going to happen.
That was the problem, I was sober.
Oh, yeah, that is a problem with cornhole.
You got to have a Coors in hand if you're playing cornhole.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rusty. We let Labra cut in.
Sorry, Rusty. Sorry, Rusty.
You guys don't have to. You guys don't have to apologize. Yes. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe Labra. Just making my wife a coffee. Ben. Hello, hello, hello. How are we this evening? Chipper, are we? Oh, all right. Yeah. I've got a question for you. Let me just check my notes. If the meme factory did exist, and we all know it doesn't, which one of us would you like? Which one of us would you retweet? Which one of us would you mute? And for bonus points, tell us which one of us would you zap?
That's better than Artie ever delivered it.
That was perfect, yes.
Like, retweet, mute, zap.
Hey, rest.
If RD was a character in a Mary Poppins film.
It's very simple, Ben. There's three things there. There's four things there. Come on.
Yeah, I feel bad that he's not here. I'd love to tell it to him to his face, but I'd mute Sean. I just don't want to hear any more shit talking from him. Fuck. I'd zap Yellow just to, you know.
See like what happens?
I zap him enough, something might happen, you know?
Just to feed the Greek.
Yeah.
Save him from poverty.
And then like and retweet. Hey, Peter. On, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Got
McCormack there? Plot twist.
I feel like you're the first person to like remember all of the things.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
I would bookmark Sean or bookmark Greg's potato.
What?
Keep it
what
forever.
The hell?
Bookmark
wasn't in the question, Ben.
No, I'd bookmark Greg's potato.
Okay.
And
all right.
It is an option. Yes. I would retweet Rusty's pocket steak, hoping that his mom would see it and print it out and put it on the fridge.
Yes.
Dogs, so. Labra, you got my like. Woo-hoo! Sorry, the rest of
Thank you.
I mean, I guess
you're dead to me.
Bummer, bro. You know?
Yeah. Never retweet your wine again.
Guess who's not getting toilet wine in the gulag?
Okay, so take notes, RD. I mean, Rusty RD. So it's going to be like, retweet, mute, zap, and bookmark for the next time. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like this is one of those times where it's like the meme just because, created itself and we need to add it. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Thanks, Ben.
Well done, Ben.
Wait, so you've got 100 episodes without bookmark?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Yes.
Hey,
could have went 100 more, to be honest.
The new beginnings. All right, so.
I need to start all over again.
Does that mean that the next one is season 2?
Yeah,
no, we're in season 3 right now, Yellow.
Oh, we are.
Are we?
Yeah. Season 4 will be in January.
What?
Oh.
Hey, you guys didn't give me any instructions here. I'm just winging this as I go.
You're doing a great job, Pedro.
You're doing a great job, Pedro.
Sounds like you read the playbook.
No, I just made up roles and then I went with it.
Yeah, sounds like you made
it. It's like Dungeons and Dragons. It's great.
We're killing off Pedro in season 4. That's what I saw in the script.
Wait, what role am I playing?
You are the master.
The annoying sidekick.
Foil.
That sucks.
All right, Ben. What happens at block height 840,000?
Quickly.
Oh, shit. That's,
Quick.
I'm flying to now. El Salvador and doing a little having party. Is that...
He even pronounced it correctly, Ben. Pronounced it perfectly.
What, El Salvador?
Yes.
Yes.
Carving.
All right, so block height 840,000. We'll be having the having party, courtesy of the Meme Factory in El Salvador. And wanted to make sure that we invited you down there. It sounds like you intend to come.
I'm kind of LARPing when it comes to that, but I would love to go. It's in April.
Yeah,
sure. Let's hope for early. Let's hope for like a shit ton of hash power coming on the network so it falls on my birthday. And I'll be down there.
We already set the dates, so
yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I've got this.
Well, I'll just go down there for the having, and if you guys are, you know,
if you can see you guys here, already
set the dates. You're crazy.
You can see here, I have a bunch of these bad boys here, the USB miners. So
fire,
yeah.
I have
like a series of those I found. Between if, my couch cushions and
will those fit in a wine bottle if I secretly put them in all my wine bottles, release it, and then everyone will be hatching.
Yes. Yeah, you want some? I have a bunch.
Yeah, I think those are easy to use.
I can stick them in alcohol and they'll survive.
Absolutely.
I have a bunch of those and I already set them up. So whenever I am, I just like plug them in and leave. Plug one.
How many USB ports do you have at home?
Yeah. No, I don't use my PCs. Like, I go around wherever I am, I just plug in one, and I just leave.
Like me and my dating history.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do with my S9s. I just plug them in at people's houses and then leave.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't believe you.
Do you route it back to you? Well, or can I just grab that USB and it's mine? Ben,
You put your worker ID in there for sure.
You don't even have thumbs. I don't know how this works.
Yeah, you don't have thumbs, does he?
Look at this bad boy.
To anybody listening to the show, Yellow has a USB mining stick he's showing at the screen.
Yeah, from 2015.
All right, Ben. Time to
still mining feather coin.
Where they can find you, where they can find your products. chill away, sir.
You can find my wine if you're in the United States at peenylanewine.com. Or I sell for Bitcoin via oshi.team/peenylane. Oshi's a pretty sweet online or Bitcoin marketplace. A lot of high quality goods there sold for Bitcoin with good discounts. But I ship all over the U.S. and would love to get you some wine. I got my release coming up here in November, hopefully. So be ready for the holidays. And I'm pretty close to selling out of all my 2020. So if you want some three-year-old wine from the pandemic era, it was the best COVID year for wine ever. Because, you know, yeah. Pandemic special still going on.
Still going strong.
Season 4 of pandemic special.
You can just drink the COVID.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good COVID test because if you can still smell it, you don't have COVID. So if you still want these 2020 COVID test bottles, then I'm selling out, so you better grab them quick.
Oh yeah, does anyone know how you fake a COVID test to make it look positive?
Are you trying to get out of work?
Pee on it?
Yeah, it's like a jellyfish.
Just have enough cycles on the PCR test. You'd be good.
Okay.
But then I'd fail a drug test. But that's okay.
That's yours. I didn't say PCP test, bro. Anyway, all those links for Ben will be down in the show notes. Ben, thank you again for joining us this evening.
Great time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Everybody have a great night. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for your time, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for the replicators.